we planned on staying there. But he got kind of homesick and wanted to come home, so we came here. And too, he had a farm here out at what they call Texas Ridge. He had a farm there, and he wanted to come back and start farming again, but he didn't last. I didn't like farming.
Did you...
My son was born in New York, though. We were there for... Well, we were there a year, and let's see. We was married in August, and Arnold... We was married in August. My son was born in August. As they all say, I met Albert on the 2nd of August. I married him on the 7th, and my son was born the 13th.
Pretty quick.
quick. That was each year, you see. That's just the way it happened. And so that's how. And then he wanted to come back home. He hadn't seen his folks for 3 years, so we came back out here. And he didn't want to go back there to live. But I did.
Oh,
back to New York. I still wish I was there.
Were you able to take much stuff with you to Deary when you left New York?
When I left New York to bring to Deary?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, I brought, no furniture of any kind or anything. But, on the train then, you were allowed a trunk, you know. You could take a trunk. So we brought a lot of things in the trunk, all our wedding gifts and things like that. We brought in a...
Did you move out on the homestead right
we
away?
We went on a farm.
Farm.
We went. There was no house on his farm. See, he owned a farm out here, and but he rented it. But when we came out, we rented a place and stayed in a rented place, which I would call a shack. But then we only stayed there. He farmed 1 year, and then I think the next year he bought the store in Deary. And then we moved into Deary.
Was that a lot nicer to live in Deary?
Oh, yes. It was a town, and there was lots of nice people lived there. Very nice. And we lived in the back of the store. I think I told you that before, until the fire, that we had to...
Was that a pretty big switch to be living out in that farm from New York?
Oh, you know, that was terrible. I didn't know anything about farm work, see. My father was a carpenter and a builder. But I didn't know anything about a farm. I was just as new on a farm as a little kid. But I didn't like it, and he knew I didn't. Well, I'd go back. I went back to New York and stayed 9 months one time. I guess he figured if he didn't get out of that farm business that I wouldn't come back. So. Of course, there was nothing to that effect, but I mean, he just, he bought the store while I was back in New York. And so then we came back and we went in the store business, which I liked much better because I felt useful in the store, where out on the farm, I didn't know much about farming and when they had thrashers, I didn't realize what they did there. When you have thrashers, all the neighbors came, besides all your men that you had to feed and all that. And that got my goat. So I wanted to get out of there. I didn't like farming. And it was hard work. And it was hard work and making nothing. That's the whole size of it. Maybe some people could have made a go of it, but I couldn't.
Well, some people sure stuck with it.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yes.
Was that, was the store that you ended up moving into in Deary, was that...
That was just a grocery...
It was someone else that you bought out?
Yes.
Of business?
Mm-hmm. That was just a grocery store then. But we put in dry goods and we made a bigger store of it besides groceries. There was two other grocery stores there besides ours. So, you know, it was a small town. There wasn't very much for a person to make in that small place. And then my husband worked for the Hazelwood Creamery. He put it in a cream station,
mm-hmm.
and we tested cream, too.
For a while you did both? You ran
yes.
the store?
We ran the store and the cream station at the same
mm-hmm.
time.
Mm-hmm.
And he was sick so much that the cream station fell on me a lot. Because, and those big heavy cans were terrible to lift, you know, up on the scales to weigh. There was a freight man that picked up the cream every day and took it in. I don't know whether he took it to Moscow and shipped it from there or what, but he picked it up from our place. We tested the cream and paid the farmers their check. And I learned to test cream. And
would you test the cream for how clean it was?
For butterfat.
You didn't care how dirty it was?
Oh, yes, we did. We did send some back that people brought in. We found a mouse in one. And my husband just took and dumped the cream right out and told the person that he wouldn't take it. He wouldn't even try to ship that, so
mm-hmm.
couldn't mix that in with good cream, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some things like that could happen when you really didn't realize it, too. But
before the fire came, was the grocery store that you had there, was that, is that all it sold? The one that you ran before the fire, was it just a grocery store?
No, we had the cream station it was on it too then.
Oh, even before that fire?
Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
No, I couldn't say for sure.
Mm-hmm. But you started that really early on, mm-hmm. the cream station.
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then we stayed there until my husband was called here for the creamery, but called him. It was a Hazelwood creamery. And they called him here. They was having some lawsuit or something. They called him here as a witness. Then he decided when he got up here that he'd just get a job up here. So that's how he got up to Spokane. He knew I didn't like it down there very well. So, there were some lovely people lived in Deary. Very nice people.
there any people that you particularly liked?
Oh, I liked them all. Of course, I especially liked our neighbor. But, well, after we burned out, we built a small building and started in that, and then we moved that and made a home of it. Moved that over on a lot, and we made our home in that. And that's where we lived till we bought a bigger house up on the hill. Same street that we was living on, but it was up on the, I think it was called Idaho Street. I'm not too sure. Those streets never went by name anyway. And we, yeah.
Were you able to make a fairly good living at the store?
Well, business? We made a living, and that was all. No, it really wasn't too much of a paying proposition. So that's why when he came up here, he decided to go to work up here. So he went to work for Sears and Roebuck.
Was it better in the earlier days than later?
Oh, yes. Yes, it was. Of course, after we burned out, we had quite a struggle, you know. You got to pay for all your bills, but we only had $1,000 insurance. You know, it was a frame building, and it went up like paper. Everything burned. We didn't get a thing out.
Could you tell me that story of the fire? And what I wanted to start with is some of the... Well, there were two reasons I remember that you said that you thought it could have, you know, that it was likely set.
Well,
one of them being that your husband...
That was one thing I felt. Now, I don't know whether it could have been, and it could have been that I don't know what would have started it other than this druggist next to us. He had unpacked dishes with Excelsior, and now it could have been that there was a bonfire or something, a little spark blew in there, but it seems like it would have started before 3 o'clock in the morning if that had happened. That's always been my idea that it was said.
I thought you heard some noises even.
I did. I heard somebody walking between the buildings. There was a space where people could walk between our building and the hardware. And I heard someone, and I said to this girl, a niece of my husband's, was with me, and I said, somebody walked between the buildings here. And it was only about 15 or 20 minutes when one of the neighbor women was knocking on the door, and she said, come help us put the fire out. Well, we ran out. And when we got outside, that fire, of course, had broken, had gone, got right in our building. And we had a hard time to get back in because the blaze was coming right over the door. So we ran in, and my son was 3 years old, and he was screaming bloody murder in his crib. And so I just wrapped him up and sent him his niece with with the baby, and got him over to the hotel across the street. And I told her to stay with him, but she didn't. She came back to see if she could help me. But I told her to go, stay out. I stayed in there until I had inhaled so much smoke that the doctor had to give me medicine, and I just coughed my head off. Thought I was gonna die before my husband got home, but and I didn't care if I did, only for my son.
What did you go back in for?
Well, I thought I could get some things out, you see. We went back in to get my baby.
Yeah, I meant we went back in for after that.
Oh, I did. See, I went on in the store part. I didn't go back out where the fire was coming through. But before I got out, you know, you really don't realize what you're doing. You're just about crazy. And I was trying to get the cash register out because I hadn't taken the money out of it that night. And I was trying to get that out. And there were no lights there after 11 o'clock. They just, they had lights. Then the man would go turn them off. And I was trying to get them out, and I was doing it by the light of the fire. And I couldn't see too good until the streamers, we had decorated for Halloween. And those streamers caught fire over our head. My head. When this man, Mr. Wade, came in and he just carried me out of there bodily. He said, "You're going to burn up in here. But you know, you're fighting for what you can get." I thought maybe I could get some things out. But what I did get out burned right across the street.
It burned across the street?
The fire was so hot, you see, there were 8 buildings burned.
How'd it get across the street?
The fire?
Yeah.
Just so hot, it burned things across the street. Mm-hmm. I had a trunk. I carried that trunk out, and it burned across the street pretty badly, but not bad enough that it burned anything inside. Mm-hmm. But the trunk all went to pieces. It wasn't any good. I had some things in there I wanted. I did save that much, but that was a big loss.
Your husband wasn't there then, right?
No, he was here in Spokane. Him and the man next door that run the store next door.
The drugstore or the hardware store?
Hardware. They had come up to Spokane.
Were people pretty good to you after the fire? Did they help you? Did they, you know, try to help you, help you out, you know, put you up and...
Oh, yes,
the
doctors, they took me right over to the doctors, and I stayed at the doctors. And he had lost all his books and all his office, too. So there were everybody around there was pitying the other fella. But that's where they took me, right over there. This Mr. Wade's the one that took me there. And this niece, that was with me, we couldn't find her and didn't know where she went until the next morning. But I knew she was out, so I wasn't too worried. But her father was, he was up looking for her. But she went with some friends, stayed with some friends that she used to go to school with. I don't know. I never did know who took my son over to the doctors, but somebody did. And then they were looking for me, and I was in there. And I hated to leave. I wanted to stay there and try to get something out, you know. Thought I could only get that. If I could only get, I couldn't see what I was doing. It was too dark. Only the light of the fire. And smoke, you know, it's just about as much smoke as anything else. Things went up very quickly, though.
That was because the buildings were real dry?
Well, the buildings were all frame buildings. And so they burned quickly. And especially in ours, where the fire started, in this lean-to of this man, this druggist had a lean-to to our building. And that's where he had unpacked these dishes. And that's where the fire started, right in there. And then our kerosene, we had kerosene barrel right here. And you know, when you get kerosene, you're bound to spill it all over. And that floor was just saturated with kerosene. You see, that just went that much faster. But
how did you get back started in the grocery business?
Well, my husband started up again. He built a little building and went in it. And then these people that we were renting out, they put up a brick building for him. So we went back in business, but we wasn't there too long after it when we sold out to another party that had burned out, but they burned out by themselves. It was a butcher shop. And their butcher shop caught fire and burned. But they left quite a hot fire that night when they went out, they said. Pretty sure it caught from the fire, from the stove. They're all heated by stoves, you know.
So you sold out to a butcher shop? Or
no.
Did he run the grocery store?
We just run the grocery store.
Yeah.
The butcher burned before we did, and then his wife, he died soon after it. And then she bought us out and started up in our store after when we sold out to Mrs. Bennett.
Was that second store that you ran, was that any different than the first one?
Well, of course, it was a brick building and you felt more safe in it, of course. But we didn't go in on as big scale as we were before.
Oh, really?
No, we didn't. Oh, we didn't have the money to do it. But we took an awful beating. My folks helped us out a lot. They wanted us to come right back there to live, and that's where I wanted to go, but he didn't want to. So he came up here and got a job up here, so we moved up here to Spokane. And I've liked it here in Spokane, all right. But I sure didn't like it down there. They were nice people. Very nice people.
What did you do in this store? What was your...
Oh, I clicked. Did.
Would you help keep the books, or...?
Yes, I kept the books. And all but the cream, when he went into the creamery, he kept that. But then we had sold out then to Mrs. Bennett when he got that creamery.
Did you do any of the... You know, the buying of...
No, I didn't do any of the buying. He did all that. I wouldn't have bought a lot of things he bought.
Like what?
I wouldn't have put in any... I wouldn't have put in a line of shoes. You know, that takes an awful lot of money to put a line of shoes in. And we sold one pair of shoes out of that whole bunch when they burned up. No insurance on them. In fact, we only had $1,000 insurance on the whole thing. So, you know how far that would go. And then insurance, you don't get it all anyway.
You weren't able to get all all of that?
No, the insurance company, no insurance, I don't think, will pay you the full amount. They always have to take a spoonful out, you know. But I don't know how it is today. I hope I never experience another fire. I even wake up and think I smell smoke. I get up and go all through this house.
Were there social clubs or groups that you were involved in?
Yes, we had a ladies' aid and the church work.
What did the church do?
Well, we had a there's a Methodist church that we belonged to, and there was a nice church there, dear, a real nice church. That is now a Salvation Army, I believe, has got a building there now, where the church used to be. That church closed. That was a real nice church. That's where we used to go to church. Until now, Mr. Pierce belongs to the Adventists, and I'm a Methodist. He goes to his church when he's able, but he hasn't been able lately.
Did the women do anything who belonged to the church, you know, in terms of, you know, projects that they had?
Oh, yes, we did a lot of, made quilts and different things, and a ladies' aid. We had a ladies' aid, and we did a lot of things. Had to make the minister's salary.
You had a minister that was there?
Yes, he was permanent there. It was we had a, there was a church and a parsonage for the church, for the minister. I guess they have that yet. There, dear.
I'm not sure whether they still have a church.
Yeah, I know there's a church there because I donate to it every year.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a church there. It's up on. It's on right across from where we used to live. We lived in that big. It used to be a big yellow house. I don't know what it is now. It was an awful big house. We bought that and lived in there.
Did the minister? Was he? Was it the same one all the years, or?
No, there would be, they'd go and come, you know.
Were they single men often, or?
No, they were all married. And then too, they had a nice high school, and they got a nice school, I guess, now in Deary. High school and grade school. And there's two churches there. There used to be three. There used to be one up over on the north side. Then this one, church where we went to was right across the street from where we lived.
After the fire, did most of the businesses reopen? Were they able to?
Oh yes, they all did. They all but the doctor. The doctor left town. So we didn't have a doctor there then. I think all the rest didn't know. There was a pool hall that didn't open. And there might have been several.
There was one less grocery store after the fire, wasn't there?
Yeah, well, that didn't burn. There was one grocery store that didn't burn. It was up above us. It was on the next block above us. But that whole block, when the fire burned, it took that whole block on that side, on the west side. But it didn't burn the buildings on the other side. In fact, there wasn't any buildings right across from where we lived. It was an empty lot, big empty lot. And that's where we built the house then. Albert built the store, and then after, we didn't use it for in the new store. Then we moved this little store over and made a home for us over. So that's where we were until we bought a big house up on the hill. Then I took teachers, we sold out, and I took teachers to board. And I boarded them for $30 a month.
Room and board.
Board and room. But I had a full house, and that was an awful big house. There's another lady that took them, the minister's wife. She took boarders also. But she restricted her boarders so that they didn't like to stay there. They all wanted to come down and stay with me. But I
had. Do you remember any of the teachers that you boarded?
Oh, yes, I. Well, of course, she's married now, Miss Dow, and Patty Cox, and she's married too. I didn't know her name. And the first one I took was because it was men. I wanted men, rather take men than women.
Why?
I think they're easier pleased. You don't have fuss so for men as you do women.
I mean, they don't mind if the meals are simple and the room's simple.
But I had awfully nice girls. Well, let's see, I had one called, it was Inge Madsen.
Were most of these women and the men, were they fairly young?
Yes. All unmarried, none of them were married. They were teaching there. On the salary, they couldn't be married. So there was a lot of them. I can't think of the names. I boarded teachers, I think, about 3 years. Then I boarded the telephone men that came in to change the lines during the summer after the teachers left. I had 12 men I boarded. And I had to have breakfast at 6 o'clock in the morning. But they left on Friday afternoons and didn't come back till Monday noon. So that would give me a little time to do what I wanted to do.
What did those men do?
A telephone. They put in a telephone line there. Mm-hmm. They put it underground, in fact. And my husband's sister was a telephone operator there, and she's the one. She sent them to me, and I absolutely told them I wouldn't take them. So they went to see this. I sent them to this other woman that took the school teachers, and she, Mrs. Hesby was her name. She was a minister's wife, and I told him up there because I just didn't want anybody. I wanted to do a lot of canning, you know, and get ready for the teachers in the fall. And they all came back and they said no, they didn't want to stay with us. She wanted too much. And they kept raising that price with me till I broke down and took them. I made more on those telephone men than I did all the teachers all year. And they were a lot easier to please. But I used to make 6 pies every morning of my life. Get up and make 6 pies. I worked awfully hard. That's why I'm an old broken down woman now.
That's why you're in such good shape now.
I'm not in such good.
People a lot younger than you who aren't, don't get around nearly so well.
I don't know. I don't get along very good anymore. I've got to have an operation on my knee.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to do, but... I would have had it then, but before, but...
Some of the other businesses that were on Main Street when you were there, and what they sold, and, you know,
well,
just some
was,
things about them.
Sam Anderson, he had a store. He had about the same as we did. And it was Mr. Gorey. Now, both of these are dead. And Mr. Gorey, he had the drugstore. And
what kind of things would he sell in the drugstore?
He sold all kinds of drugs. Most anything in drug line. And also, he put in... a line of little fancy dishes and little things like that, you know, novelty things.
Little gift type
yeah.
stuff?
Mm-hmm. And then there was, well, the bank on the corner, that didn't burn, that was brick. And then the next place, I guess, was, there was an open lot and there was Gorey's. And, well, Anderson's didn't burn. Sam Anderson didn't burn when we did, because he was across, over across the street from the bank. And the bank being brick, it didn't catch fire. But there was 8 buildings, and some of them, now there was a pool hall, and there was ice cream, a confectionery store, a woman, and that. She's the one to come called us, and then and there was the, let's see if I can think of any of the others. Then there was a hardware store, you said. Mr. Curtis had the hardware store next to us. And then there was,
there was another.
Oh, there was another store that burned on the corner. Bjorn was his name, and that he burned out completely too, everything.
What did he sell?
He had a grocery store and opened everything, kind of like we did, too much.
Was
well,
there a blacksmith?
There was 8 buildings at Boyne, but I can't remember just what there was. Because there was a, I know there was a pool hall. Albert would know better than I would. I didn't pay much attention to the other buildings. Because across the street there was a... a sort of a hotel, and a, but that didn't, none of them burned on the other side of the street.
I thought you said the hotel did. Because your trunk was in there, wasn't
no,
it?
That was in the in our place.
Oh, it was in your place, but it didn't burn? Too bad.
Yeah, I carried it across the street, but it caught fire. It didn't burn the contents inside, but it burned the outside of the trunk. But I don't know how it ever got out or what or anything about it. But there was things in there that didn't amount to anything. I saved things that didn't amount to anything and left the things that did. All my silverware, and I had $300 put, that was my son's, and my folks had sent it to him as presents, and I put it in a suitcase and put it under a bed, and I said, if ever this place catches fire, take that suitcase out, because it had all my silverware in. And things that I wasn't using there in the back of the store, and some cut glass and things. I never thought of that till after the fire had burned and everything was flat. Never once thought of it myself. If I'd have taken that and got out, I'd had something.
That's what they say about fires.
Yeah, you just go crazy. You're doing what you're doing. It's hard to even remember what you did do. No water in the town. We got our water from the town pump. We all carried a bucket of water, and we wanted our water. We went and got it. That was another thing I liked.
You like to carry the water?
No.
No? I thought that was so good.
No, I sure didn't.
Did they have sewers?
No. Yeah. No. They have now, but they didn't then. No outside toilets and everything.
Did those same men go back into business after the fire, Mr. Curtis and Mr.
No,
Corey?
Well, Mr. Curtis did, and then, but he sold out right soon after it to, let's see, who bought him out? I believe George Lawrence. Somebody bought him out. He too has also died since. And Mr. Curtis died too. And Mrs. Devine, she's the one that had the confectionery store. They had ice cream and candy, and she also served meals, and, you know, light, nothing elaborate, but you could get something to eat there. Sandwiches and things like that. And Mr. Gorey, when I just stop and think of it, pretty near all of them are gone. Mrs. Devine, I heard, has passed away. She lost her mind. And her husband went out, he went out hunting, and he was going under a fence with his gun loaded, and his gun went off and killed him. And then she lost her mind after that. She had two children. One of them, I don't know what one lives here yet, but one was killed in the war. The one that paddled around with my son all the time. He was to our house, but she was home. But that fire was so frightening that really it's... I tried to forget about it.
Do you think that that fire had a big effect on Deary? On, you know, after the fire, were things...
quite different.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've heard that from someone, but how did things change?
Well, you see, somebody lost their buildings. They lost all their things that they had. And, you know, it takes a lot of money to start up again. And there was some that just couldn't. But this store, now that they built for Albert, we were renting a building. And these Berkland brothers, they rebuilt a brick building for us after it. And of course, we went back in business. But Mrs. DeVoyne didn't, the DeVoynes didn't. And then there's now, I think still in Deary, there's some empty lots where they burn in there. I don't know, I haven't been to Deary for so long. But the post office was in the drugstore at that point too.
So you'd agree that after the fire, that that Deary, as a town, wasn't able to recover.
No, I don't think it ever did come back like it was. I really don't. They may now. I don't know. Because I haven't been there for quite a while. I think there's a lot more buildings have been built down on the Main Street that goes through town. It isn't called Main, I guess that is Main Street, I don't know. But, of course those streets weren't named, they were just streets. I
that
guess they did
street.
Have streets,
yeah.
Too, because then where we bought that big house up on the hill near the school, it was right close to the school, and that was Idaho Street. So we did have a street, but nobody went by their street numbers or anything.
I remember last time you said something about how that store that you reopened on Main Street, that the banker said that you couldn't have a store there?
Well, he started to build it there, and he made him stop. He didn't get finished building it.
Mm-hmm. How could he
so
stop
then
it?
Well, I don't know, but he did. He said there was not supposed to be a store on that street, but there are. And there was, at that time, there was a service station there, and a garage, and a service station.
Had you been afraid of a fire starting?
Oh, am I?
No, had you been before
oh,
the fire?
Oh, no, I didn't. Oh, yes, I did too, because I when we first moved in there, that was my first thought, that we were moving in the back of that building, and there was just this one door to get out, and there was a little hallway that we had to go out and go into the store through that way. And there was a window there. And we ran out to try to put the fire out. His niece was with me. And we ran out because Arnold was asleep and I left him asleep. But it had broken that window and it had awakened him and he was just screaming bloody murder when we got in. And the fire was coming right through that way, so we couldn't get out of that door to get into the store that way. And we had nailed up another door on the other side, so because we didn't want anybody coming into our quarters that way, you see, where we lived. But I took a chair, and a chair went in a million pieces before the door went down, but I broke the door down. I got it down, and we got out that way. That's the only way we got into the store part, because it was the back that caught fire first. See, the back and our storeroom all was ablaze when we came back in, and we just did get in, and that was all. If we'd have been 10 minutes later, we never could have got into my baby eye. He was just pointed up there. That would have been something. So I've been terribly afraid of fire ever since. If I smell smoke, I get up and go through this whole house. I go downstairs, even any time of the night. I just go down, see if the furnace is all right, and everything's all right. I can't get over that fear of fire.
Are there any other things that you remember from Deary? You know, things that happened, events in the town?
The what?
Events in the town.
Oh, they used to have a strawberry festival there every year. And
what was it, a parade?
Yeah, they had a big time, but that was after we left there. It wasn't while Albert and I lived there. They started that. I guess they kept that up until about 2 years ago. Albert also had a strawberry ranch. We raised some of the nicest strawberries you ever saw. That was out on Texas Ridge. I guess you know where that is.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we lived first.
Where could you sell the strawberries?
Well, he took them to Moscow. Wasn't much trouble selling them. People were very anxious to get them. They were delicious, those strawberries. I never forget one of them, I believe it was that day. Oh, it was those beautiful berries. I'd like to get a hold of some now. But they can't raise them there now, they say. There's something in the ground that they can't raise them.
Did they have 4th of July celebrations in Deary when you were there?
They used to before we came there. I don't know if they didn't when we were there. They used to have big times, I guess. That was before my husband was in the service. Well, Deary was a nice little town. Nice people, very nice people. Friendly and...
Were most of the people that lived in town, were they just the people who were connected with the businesses?
No, an awful lot of people lived in town that worked in the woods, you see. The men worked in the woods. They'd be gone all week and come home weekends. So there's a lot of them. I think there's a lot of them doing that yet.
Mm-hmm. Most of them can come home every night, though, now.
Oh, they could, yeah. I guess, now. They didn't used to. They didn't have the cars they have now.
Would you go into Moscow much from Deary?
Oh, yeah. We banked into Moscow most of the time. Oh, once in a while we're going to Troy. But we did most of all. Well, there's a bank there too. Mm-hmm. We banked there and in Moscow both. Oh yes, we went into Moscow quite a lot. Moscow's a nice little town. I like Moscow.
Where did you get most of your groceries from?
Men came through and took orders from all the stores, and they were shipped from Spokane into Deary. They'd come by freight.
Would you get a shipload every week or so?
Oh, yeah. They would come along. So about every day you'd get some groceries or some things, you know. We were the first store that put in any produce there. They didn't, nobody carried, so we got quite a big trade on produce.
What were you able to sell in the way of produce?
Sell them?
What were you able to sell? What could you store?
Well, we took everything in the line of, like tomatoes early in the season and radishes and stuff like that. We always got them.
Would you buy from the local farmer? You mean you got them shipped?
No,
in?
They would come from. We'd have them shipped from up here, the produce houses. Because they came down, took orders, and shipped them in.
Would you run? Did you have meat?
No, we didn't have meat. There was a butcher shop up above us. That's the one that didn't burn on the other side of the. It was just across from the street, up above us.
Did you have any smoked meat? Type stuff?
Oh yes, we used to handle smoked meat.
Did you have cheeses?
Yeah. The whole cheese, you know, come in, cut it down. People come in, tell you about what size cheese they want, cut it.
Did you deliver?
We started it, but we quit because it was too much. We did to some people, like elderly people that couldn't get into the store, and they'd call in, then Albert would take an order out to them.
The other thing is, did you have credit? Did you have a lot of people?
Yes, that's what kills a person, is that credit. Yes, we had credit. There was an awful lot of people. When we burned out, their bills were paid. There were some people very honest and brought in their slips of what they had, and some felt it paid. So.
Did you extend credit to them again? If they did?
Oh, well, but dear, yeah, I wouldn't, but he would. And his sister worked with us in the store. One girl came in and she, the biggest order, she had the counter just full. And she said, charge it, please. And my sister-in-law said, you owe too much here now. She commenced to put things back on the shelf, and I wanted to go pat her on the back so bad. She didn't let her have anything. But they were people that never would pay. But boy, they'd buy things that I didn't think we could afford to eat. I'm getting it wholesale.
But you never refused.
They were getting it for nothing.
But you couldn't refuse because you'd get in trouble, huh?
Well, no, you could refuse if they didn't pay.
I mean, your husband would.
Oh, he wouldn't. He wouldn't turn anybody down. I did, my sister-in-law did.
There's one other story I remember about Lou Wells' funeral.
The colored lady?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember you said that you went to that funeral, didn't you, in Boston?
Yeah.
And there weren't any other white women?
Yes, I got to thinking after that they were.
Oh, there were?
There were other people white too, yeah. After you left, I thought about that. I thought that they were, because she was well liked with people. And they were just, they were two colored families, is all there was there. And this Mary, she belonged to Our Lady's Aid, and she was just like one of us. We didn't think anything about her, you know.
There were a lot of other Negro people that showed up for that funeral, though. Is that true?
Well, there weren't too many people because there wasn't too many people to go, you know, colored people. There was no, they were the only colored people in the, that is, there were two families there.
Well, what was the other one?
A King.
Oh, that was related though, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, was a, she was a daughter-in-law. I never saw her husband. I don't know whether he was dead or what. I don't know what happened. But she had two children. Mary, we thought the world of her. She was an awful good woman. She, when I had more than I could do, I'd call on Mary. She'd always come help me. She's passed away.